afternoon, Truth Wins team. Oh, epigenetics. Oh, I bet a lot of
epigenetics.
I bet a lot of you don't even know what that might be.
They might have heard of it, but they don't know what it is.
But probably. Before we jump into it, let's say a prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for this production. Thank you, Father, for the production to give wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation to the knowledge of God's Word and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide our path in each and every moment of our lives. We thank you, Father, that we are kings in life by Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. We're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city. No evil comes nigh our dwelling. In the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Amen.
Amen. Well, epigenetics is kind of the scientific part of our lesson today. And we're going to line it up with scripture to show you the impact. Because as you know, last week we studied how the people perish for the lack of knowledge. And I don't think I've heard anyone teach on this before.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty...
I would say this
kind
is...
Kind of far out. But it is very... profound for the body of Christ to know. We need to know this.
Right. Oh, I wanted to thank
and
you.
And I don't believe any preachers that I know of have ever taught about it.
Right. I would say thank you to our new people that have joined.
We know the Holy Spirit's taught about it.
Right. We have new members that are part of our group. We thank them for joining and listening every week. We hope you'll share this one. Probably this one more than any, because it probably impacts more people than they know in different ways. So we'll start off with
If you get this, you will get the Word of God.
Whoa. Don't know what that is. Hopefully all of you can pray. Yeah, we'll make it through this production.
I'm too loud.
This is our third time trying this, and we prayed that it would go through. We're so it's going to go through.
Find the devil.
So we're going to go to our scripture.
This is Psalm 66, 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. That's
Whoa,
profound.
That's profound.
We don't want to be without the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Well, so you think, well, what is iniquity? Is iniquity sin? No. Sin is when you go out and do something that is against God. You know you're doing it like God says, don't steal, and you go rob, shoplift, steal from a bank, you kill someone, you do anything.
But that's not iniquity.
Sin.
That's transgressions.
Right, that's transgressions. So we're going, oh, well then what is iniquity? Well, let's go on and see what else the Bible has to say.
In Isaiah 53:5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Wow.
That, and he is Jesus.
Right. And what's important about this, this is what Isaiah said. And then there's other, we've done it before. You can look at our other lessons. There are more verses that connect with this. But what this is the package that Jesus did on the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions, which is sin. So we all know that. So that's why we ask for forgiveness and we ask him to be our Lord. But at the same time, he was bruised for our iniquities.
Iniquities.
At chastisement of our peace, which could be finances or any
Our needs are met.
Right. It was handled and by his stripes we're healed.
And healed by our flesh is totally redeemed from the curse of the law.
Right. And so what you have to know is when you ask for salvation, when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, take the whole package. Don't leave like it's your at Christmas and you open the salvation package and you think.
Hello.
Hello. Well, don't leave the package there. But I
don't
think
the package
our
there.
Lips are off, too. Are they off?
No, they're fine.
Our lips are fine. Well, we're going, should we publish this? Yes, we're going to continue
on.
We're going to continue on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You can pray for us and our computers, but we are going to continue on because this is a message that everybody needs to know.
Here.
So when it's Christmas, you don't open one present like the salvation present and leave the iniquity one under there and your peace under the tree and your healing under the tree. You open all the presents. You go to God and you ask for the whole package of salvation. And then you end up redeemed from the curse. But probably still you're kind of going, well, what are iniquities? Well, we're going to go on and tell you a little bit more so you'll understand some of what iniquity is.
It says, intergenerational effects. Experiences of iniquity can affect not only individuals, but also their descendants. Epigenetics modifications can be passed down, potentially influencing the health and the social outcomes of future generations.
Wow, so that's really something. Well, so what it is we know what sin is. We said sin is not iniquity. It's
sin is not
iniquity. Sin's an act where you actually are going out and purposely doing it. Where iniquity is somehow your soul becomes twisted in its thinking and it's off a little, and then it will cause you to go sin. So we see
it's like a predisposition.
Right. So you have your genetics and then chemicals that are part of what epigenetics are added to your DNA.
Your DNA.
On top
what
of
it is
it.
Is that it's your body has all these chemicals that are being manufactured. If they're manufactured incorrectly, it may cause things happening that you don't want.
Right. So if you study neuroplasticity, you see that if you're doing negative thoughts and negative things, you do the wrong thing. And it's been found that really a majority of our diseases are caused by our wrong speaking and wrong thinking, as opposed to actually a disease. So
right.
You've got to be very careful what you think.
Yeah, your words have a lot of power.
Well, so how did this happen? How did iniquity happen? Well, we're kind of giving you an example of a physical thing, but it would be humans doing it. So there were studies in Sweden where they took chickens and they put them in a room with no lights from outside. There were no windows. And
artificial
There was artificial lights, and they changed the clock on them. Like, say, if the sun would usually get up at 6 and go down at 6, they had it be light at midnight. Then they'd have it be light at 3 in the morning. Then they'd have it light in the day. Well, pretty soon the chickens were stressed.
Confused.
And their thinking became wrong, and their chemicals in their body became wrong off ground. And instead of laying an egg a day, they might lay 2 or 3 eggs a week.
Or none.
So they were totally off. So then they decided to take the eggs that they did have and hatch them and put them back in the normal outdoor free-range chickening. Well, they were shocked to find that those chickens had the same problem having eggs as their parents did, although they weren't in that stressful situation. And they did studies on mice kind of doing the same thing, and it passed to like the 3rd or 4th generation, which is what iniquity does. It says in the Bible, it'll pass to the 3rd or 4th generation.
Right, and their souls are sort of corrupted or wick.
Right, it's twisted thinking.
Twisted.
Twisted thinking, so you're not thinking properly. So I kind of always wondered, like I read a book by Roald Dahl where he went to a boarding school. And he said how he hated it. You're kind of hazed when you're the new young people. And then when the people become seniors, they do the hazing. And he was kind of questioning, like, well, you would think if you hated it when you were young, when you got old, you wouldn't do it. But instead, somehow all that happens to you twists your thinking. And that's what iniquity is twisted not thinking correctly. Like, why would you want to haze young children? But once you've had it happen and everybody talks about it and everything, your thinking becomes wrong. So that's really what happens in society too. As people have stress maybe their job isn't paying as much as they'd like, and they have six children and they can't pay the rent, and so they become stressed, so they drink, and then we see the son becomes an alcoholic, the grandson is, maybe the great-grandson takes drugs. So that's how iniquity passes. So you're kind of going, oh my gosh.
So what it passes to the third and fourth generation, unless...
unless you take the salvation package, like I said, when you go ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, you say, I want the whole deal. I want to be redeemed from this curse.
Yeah, and, all four.
Right. And then it's like God says he erases everything, kind of like what happened with Paul in the Bible. We see Paul didn't quite do the right thing because of lack of knowledge, like it would be your lack of knowledge. He was running around killing Christians. But then once he became a Christian, he was a new creation, new creature. Yeah. Then
and everything's passed aside. Right, God said, like, I don't know about that.
But they tried to do it. But this is just man. I would say man comparing to the mice in the study. The mice in the study had the epigenetic pattern added onto them. So the scientists figured out it was kind of this chemically thing that happened to added to your DNA, that they would just wipe the mice clean. They'd be God and wipe the mice clean. Well, they wiped that off, and guess what? It didn't work. Because really what's going to change it is the spirit realm.
We know the soul.
No, the spirit realm's going to change it. Because the spirit's going to change in the soul. So it's like really like quantum physics, when you add all the things, you add sickness and all that, and then you add the God particle, then what comes out of that equation is health.
Salvation. All our needs are met.
Or salvation, or it's like Jesus had the five loaves and the two fishes, and he added...
The Word of God.
The Word of God, and that's what happened. Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Oh, we're back. Well, we're going to put this up anyway because we just are. Because this is the third time it wins. So,
Thank you, Jesus.
I guess what's called, maybe God saying, well, let's see what, there's one more thing. Let's see what it says.
Exodus 34:7. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
Right. So I guess I actually, last time I kind of skipped this on our second try, but I think I'm going to add it because kind of what Jesus said to do, which is what will happen because we know on the cross that it all worked. We know that when he died, he did it for us. So we'll go back to like that said it doesn't go away, but how do we get it to go away? Well, we can receive it when we're born again, but let's say you didn't receive it when you're born again. You forgot to take all the packages out at Christmas. And you're going...
And you didn't receive it.
And so you didn't receive it exactly like you should. So now you're going, what do I...
According to the law of God.
Right, because God set up all the rules for prayer and things. So what can we do to make sure it's gone, iniquity, which is our twisted thinking? Part of it is we're going to have to capture thoughts and go to... the correct thought we know that's not twisted. But before we do that, this is what we do. This is what Jesus said for us to do.
It says in Mark 11:23-24, for surely I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
Whoa, that's a stop the iniquity. Stop the iniquity. Whoops, and this has been an interesting one. Stop that iniquity. So we can stop the iniquity from passing by using what he says, say be removed, iniquity be gone. Be out of my family. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Or when you're born again, you come to Jesus, you say, Father, I forgive me of my sins, my and everything I've done, and I thank you. I'm taking
John 3:16.
I'm taking all the presents from under the tree that you give me, and I'm thanking you that Jesus is Lord of my life. Amen. And then you take it all and you have it. So you kind of have multiple ways to remove iniquity. And I'm sure iniquity is something you've never thought of that scientifically, because see, everything really, like God said, let there be gravity, and there is gravity. We can supersede it with airplanes, but the rules are all there, and that's thank goodness for
the rules of God's rules, regardless.
Which are good, because he said everything he did was absolutely good when he did creation in Genesis. So we know that everything is good, and we'll use his word, and we'll study his word, and we won't let iniquity get in our way of getting our answer to our prayer, because that's what we're teaching on now. So if we think back, we'll just do a quick review. We're going to pray for all men. We're going to pray for the leaders of our nation, our city, our school, our work. Then we're going to
world governments.
And then we're not going to have lack of knowledge. We're going to study. And one of the things we now know that we didn't know before, what iniquity is, and we're not going to let it pass through. We can remove it with the power of God.
The word of God.
We are redeemed from the curse of the law. So we say truth wins.
Truth wins.
Like and subscribe. And
like and soon.
Because we have new subscribers.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Yes, and we thank you for all of them. Share this. I know it was a little bumpy of a road, but sometimes the road is bumpy, but we do get through it. And then we're on the other side of the hill. So we were climbing the hill. Right. We got to the top, and now we're coasting down free of iniquity.
Yes,
all of us.
More than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord.
And we say,
and we're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city. Whatsoever we do shall prosper.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.